The enduring alliance between the United States and Israel is showing signs of strain amid U.S. efforts to bring more Muslim countries into its coalition against terrorism. The White House today issued a rare public criticism of comments made by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Yesterday, Sharon warned the United States not to seek Arab support at the expense of Israel. Sharon said that Israel will not be another Czechoslovakia, a reference to 1938, when European countries sacrificed Czechoslovakia in an attempt to appease Adolf Hitler. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Prime Minister's comments brought the harshest public statement regarding Israel to date from the Bush administration. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the U.S. is not trying to appease the Arabs at Israel's expense.
And the President believes that these remarks are unacceptable. Israel can have no better or stronger friend than the United States and better friend than President Bush. President Bush is an especially close ally of Israel.
Fleischer says the president's displeasure has been conveyed to Sharon through three different channels.
It was conveyed through the embassy in Israel. It was conveyed through the National Security Council. It was conveyed through the State Department. Secretary Powell has spoken with the prime minister.
Several times, according to State Department spokesman Richard Boucher. He says the Secretary of State also talked with Israel's foreign minister, Shimon Peres, and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Boucher says Powell discussed Sharon's remarks, as well as the collapse of the latest truce between Israelis and Palestinians.
We've been deeply troubled by the events of the past few days. We certainly deeply regret the loss of life on both sides. The Palestinians have failed to do everything they can to prevent the violence against Israelis. And we think the Israeli response, including the incursions into Palestinian territory, has been provocative.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a definite obstacle to bringing Muslim nations into a coalition against terrorism. There's a strong sentiment in Arab countries that the U.S. unfairly sides with Israel against the Palestinians. On Tuesday, President Bush said publicly that a Palestinian state always has been part of his administration's vision for the future. It was not a U.S. policy leap. The Clinton administration also had pushed for a Palestinian state. But it was the first time Mr. Bush had spoken out on the issue. Israel clearly is unnerved, but State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says there is no rift between the two allies. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.